Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, if you're someone who's been getting dragged for months, there might be a point where you're just like, yeah, I'm out.
I mean, drag me for 1 second and I'm like, I'm out.
I know. I gotta stop. I can't. Well, it looks like Lizzo has reached that point, and she is letting the world know that she is done with all the hate and shade that she's been getting lately.
Uh-huh. A lot of this stems from the lawsuit brought against her by some of her former dancers, and now Lizzo is saying, I quit. But we don't know specifically what it is that she's quitting.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a gray area there, so I'm sure we'll get an update soon. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And from an Airbnb in Palmdale that has not been cleaned, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, April 1st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Lizzo has built her career on a platform of self-empowerment. She's been all about celebrating the body positivity movement. But last August, Lizzo's image took a pretty big hit when 3 of her former dancers slapped her with a lawsuit. So the dancers accused Lizzo of body shaming and sexual harassment. And ever since the details of that lawsuit came out, Lizzo's brand, let's be honest, has taken quite a beating. And now Lizzo's saying that she's had enough.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely took a bit of a hit.
Yeah.
So on Friday, Lizzo posted a statement to her Instagram where she said, I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. She also said she's constantly up against lies for clout and views, although she did not elaborate on what those lies are. She did go on to say she's done being the butt of the joke because of how she looks, and she finished her statement with, My character has been picked apart by people who don't know me and are disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. And then in all caps, I quit, with the peace hands emoji.
Yeah. Lizzo didn't elaborate on what she's quitting exactly, because, like, not long before this, she said she had new music coming out.
I know.
And she's also been posting about Yiddy stuff, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of people obviously assume that the dragging she's referring to has something to do with the lawsuit, which she did try to get thrown out under California's anti-slap statute back in January. So the judge rejected Lizzo's request. But last month, she challenged that ruling, and her lawyers are currently working on an appeal.
Yeah, and in the meantime, all of this legal drama has not stopped her from performing. Just last week, she was part of a star-studded fundraiser for President Biden at New York City's Radio City Music Hall. And there she sang one of her big hits, About Damn Time. But that feel-good moment did not last long for Lizzo, because shortly after her performance, Ron Zambrano, who's one of the attorneys that's representing the dancers that are suing Lizzo, he told News Nation, it's shameful that Lizzo would be chosen to headline an event like this amid such egregious allegations. I can't imagine why anyone would want Lizzo representing them in any way, given her reprehensible behavior. It's just a terrible look.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was not long after Zambrano's comments that Lizzo shared her I Quit Instagram post. So it's entirely possible that's kind of what led to this. Maybe it was part of the catalyst. Maybe it was just a factor. Who knows?
Yeah. So after Lizzo shared the post about quitting, a lot of celebrities commented. Sophia Bush wrote, "The internet isn't real life. Protect you. We love you." Mm-hmm. And rapper Killer Mike said, "Keep your head up, champion."
Queen Latifah wrote, "F that do you." And Andy Cohen kept it simple by just writing, "Stay." It's just powerful words.
Andy Cohen's like, "You can't take drama. What's your problem? My whole life is drama.
Get on my level." But of course, there wasn't all love for Lizzo. One person wrote, "Ignore all the positive comments. They lying," which is just wild.
That one did make me laugh, actually. I was like, okay.
I want to say that to people. When someone's getting a bunch of praise, be like, no, ignore all the positive comments.
Yeah.
Another person said, "This sounds heavily narcissistic." And someone else used one of her own lyrics to shade her and wrote, "It's about damn time."
Yeah. So, Arisha, Lizzo says she's quitting something. Mm-hmm. What do you think she means? Like, is this real or is she just having a day?
I don't know. I mean, there's a part of me that's like, I when I first saw this and was like looking into it, I assumed it was social media related, which we get all the time from celebrities and normies alike, where they're like, I'm done with social media for whatever their reasons are, all very valid.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel a little dramatic to like say that, but without much context.
Mm-hmm.
I could absolutely see, because, you know, I don't follow her, but I will go to her page occasionally when there's a story to see, you know, like, how are people engaging with her posts?
Yeah.
And there are still negative comments, but there are still a ton of positive comments. Like, at this point, I think the people that are upset with her for what she's alleged to have done, they've jumped ship. So I feel like, but, you know, I don't know. I was rooting for her for so long.
I know.
These allegations, they hit me too. Mm-hmm. Like, they were like a gut punch. So
I know. I feel the same way. Well, I was surprised how many positive comments there were on this post.
Mm.
Like, I wasn't expecting there to be that many. And part of it's kind of like all these celebrities who are like, oh, come on, don't let it. It's like, well, are we just going to completely negate the fact that several people said she was like abusive to them? Like, that's a little bit weird too, you know? It's like, kind of comments like, well, just ignore those people.
Yeah.
That have actual stories. Like, I don't know.
Well, because like one of the things that's frustrating is that, I mean, she hasn't acknowledged or admitted to doing any of these things. Like, she's still saying like they're wrong.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things where there doesn't seem to be any accountability, which, you know, playing the other side, if, you know, I believe what I believe. But like for her, like her truth seems to be different than what others' truths are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know what she wants. Cause it's like, if she's not going to change her tune because she believes that's her truth.
Yeah.
Even though it seems to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, what do you want? Like, these victims are coming forward saying that you victimized them. We have to give truth to that. We have to give space for that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like she has any kind of, like, not even like, I'm sorry they had this experience.
I know.
Like, it doesn't seem like there's any kind of, like, even if she's like, I didn't do anything, it's like a minimum of like, they felt unsafe in an environment that I created. And that's something that I need to take responsibility for. And she's not taking responsibility for.
Yeah, she's felt extremely defensive throughout the whole process. And I feel like she's handled it not well. At all. So, I mean, I get it when you like feel like you're being attacked and you feel like the story isn't accurate from your point of view. I get that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know. I think you and I had the same feeling about all this. Like, there's just something in your gut that feels like there's some truth to the allegations.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it the defensive just kind of makes it almost certain that there is truth there, just like the way, because it's just, there doesn't seem to be any kind of compassion.
I know.
And I'm never going to be in this position, knock on wood, but it's like, I would hope that like, if I were ever in a position where people were saying they felt like this mm-hmm. as a result of how I, even if I was like, that's not, wasn't my intention. It's that whole thing where it's like, intent doesn't mean anything when it comes to how it was received.
Yeah.
We all learned about that in sexual harassment training at every job we've ever had to go to.
I've never had to do sexual harassment training at any of my jobs.
You worked at a bar. That's insane.
Yeah, exactly.
And in Vegas, they were like, no, that's part of the job.
That's so weird. I was just thinking about how I was a woman working alone on a graveyard shift at a bar in Vegas. It's like, this is unacceptable. I was literally just thinking that last night.
Thank God you gave everyone those free drinks.
I know. Got them. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
We're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Gen Z high school girls have gone through a lot. So what could and did send a shockwave through a group of 50 of them competing in one of the nation's biggest scholarship competitions? I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I'm going to take you behind the scenes of the Distinguished Young Women competition. I was Nevada's competitor 20 years ago, but this time, a Supreme Court decision catapults all 50 girls into the center of a nationwide debate about their rights. These girls, who have spent months fighting to make it to nationals, are faced with a tough decision. Do they speak up for their political beliefs, or do they stay focused on winning the money?
I think it's going to get ugly.
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.